Change orders require careful accounting. If your business does contract-based work, you know that change orders are a fact of life. This holds true regardless of whether you provide construction, engineering, information technology, manufacturing, or other custom services. Although change orders are inherently disruptive and stressful, they're also often prime opportunities to increase project revenue and go the extra mile for customers. The key is to follow disciplined accounting practices so you capture the extra revenue without compromising your company's financial position or the reliability of your financial statements. Track the numbers. As you may have experienced, a customer's needs or preferences can change after the contract is signed but before work is complete, or even before it begins. To keep projects on schedule, many contractors begin out-of-scope work before a change order is approved. But failing to properly track and account for the associated costs and revenue can distort your financial results. For example, suppose you record costs attributable to a change order in total incurred job costs to date. But you don't make a corresponding adjustment to the total contract price and total estimated contract costs. To a lender or surety, this may indicate excessive underbillings. On the other hand, let's say you increase the total contract price to account for out-of-scope work but are unable to obtain approval for the change order. In such an instance, there's a distinct risk of profit fade, when a contractor's expected profit on a project decreases over time as actual costs rise or anticipated revenue fails to materialize. This can shake the confidence of financial statement users such as lenders, sureties, and investors. Check the contract. Most business contracts include some form of change order language. Unfortunately, many contractors fail to follow the precise terms of those agreements when a customer requests or demands a change. The exact verbiage will vary, but change orders generally fall into three categories. 1. Approved. For this category, it's typically appropriate to adjust incurred costs, total estimated costs, and the total contract price. Depending on the contract's change order provisions, this may increase your estimated gross profit. 2. Unpriced. If the parties agree on the scope of work but defer price negotiations, the accounting treatment depends on the probability that the contractor will recover its costs. If improbable, change order costs are treated as costs of contract performance in the period during which they're incurred, and the contract price is not adjusted. As a result, estimated gross profit decreases. If it's probable that you'll recover the costs through a contract price adjustment, you can either defer revenue recognition until you and the customer have agreed on the change in contract price, or treat them as costs of contract performance in the period incurred and increase the contract price to the extent of the costs incurred, resulting in no immediate change to estimated gross profit. To determine whether recovery is probable, assess the customer's profile and financial history. Also, draw on your past experience in negotiating change orders and other factors. If you'll likely raise the contract price by an amount that exceeds the costs incurred, increasing estimated gross profit, you may recognize more revenue only when it's highly probable that a significant reversal of that revenue won't occur. 3. Unapproved. Treat these as claims. Recognize additional contract revenue only if, under the applicable accounting rules, it's probable the claim will generate such revenue, and you can reliably estimate the amount. Ask for assistance. Change orders can support revenue growth and strengthen customer relationships, but only when managed and accounted for correctly. Without disciplined tracking and a clear understanding of the accounting rules, you risk misstated financials, profit fade, and strained relationships with customers and other stakeholders. We can help you evaluate and refine your business's change order procedures and ensure your financial statements accurately reflect the economics of your projects.